Hello?
Get off the phone, Mom.
Your phone is always with you. Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
It's time for sound off. I'm soliciting for somebody who is going to the game from Philly tonight in Boston to bring me back. They're giving out the green t-shirts. They've got them on every seat at the Boston Garden, the TD Garden. And I wanted to deface that one too. My mission is to deface every t-shirt that an enemy arena gives out. And we already did it with Miami on live on the air here on TV.
I'm sure we'll get
it. I'm gonna tweet something out there. Maybe hopefully somebody will get it. All right, sound off 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Say it. Give us a call on that line. Leave us a message. Whatever tweaked your interest this weekend. Let's see what we have on sound off today.
David Akers, you're the man. What you said at that draft, oh man, everything just lined up so perfectly. The stars aligned, and the key word and everything was Dallas. Wow. Wow, God is good.
Yeah, it was all inspiring by David Akers. Sound like General MacArthur.
Trouble in paradise, folks. The East is getting better, but the Eagles are not doing anything in the draft. I don't even think they had a draft. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, they got one really good player in it. It was going to be a, you know, co-starter. That tight end and the rest, you know, I mean, they make it a slot corner who's the starter out of this draft. But I agree, it's not an AB draft, and you know, I think people are just, we're all eagled up, so whatever they do is perfectly fine.
I love how every day at 5:30 when you do the day recap and they're like, "Mornings with Anthony Gargano," and he's like, "Oh, Ben Simmons talking about sports," and then they go to midday and it's always talking about changing a diaper or absolutely nothing to do with sports. I don't know if you got a hand in this, Mike, but I think you're making Harry and Jason kind of seem like chamads.
No. 98% of the time it's about sports, but they sometimes do some shticky things that whoever selects the highlight may think that highlight was better than what they did in sports-wise. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a funny moment sometimes.
Yeah, Andrew picks it, so it's not you, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't pick it either.
It's not me. I don't know. I don't even know what's coming from my show, to be honest with you.
Listen, all I got to say is I'm very tired of hearing Eagles winning the NFL championship. Can we please stop this and say Eagles won the Super Bowl? We won the NFL championship way back before the Super Bowl era, a couple of times. We don't need to say NFL championship. We won the Super Bowl.
Okay. I'm with you. David Akers made that clear, emphatically.
Yeah, the Australian guy, God bless him. I wish him well down under. I'm sure he'll make a nice living. But now, Mike, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's technique involved in this sport. You have to learn this sport regardless of your size and your physical well-being. There's no shot.
You know, with the seventh pick in the NFL draft, the Eagles take nobody. Same thing. I don't know. No, the Eagles take a basketball player.
That's not true!
Tyra's so high on this guy.
Oh, look at him. He's huge. He's a big guy. 350. He runs great. He's going to be great.
He might be a special teams contributor this year.
Yeah, you're romanced.
I love him.
Mike, it's kind of messed up that you're in my head so much that when I saw the David Akers thing, all the first thing I thought about was Mike Messina. I didn't even think about the pick. Almost didn't even listen to the words coming out of his mouth. I just saw the venom, the emotion. And then, especially, I thought of you. The second thing I had to think about was Donnie Jones or Dornbos not available?
Well, Dornbos no longer a member of the organization. But David Akers tried hard, but he sounded like, remember the old wrestling guy with the little microphone, Jimmy Hart?
Mouth of the South,
the squeaky voice, and he was annoying.
Yeah.
Well, Akers kind of sounded Jimmy Hart-esque. Did he?
He did, but he did.
Yeah, but he put the point across. Good for him, man.
Now,
it's not every day that a kicker can speak bravado.
Now, Dornbos, since he's a former Eagle, real question. Would you have liked more? If he had went up there and did a magic trick, because he is a professional magician, and then kind of like in the envelope appeared from some magic trick, would you have liked that more than what Akers did?
Yeah. Yeah, I would have. Well, I was waiting for Akers because it obviously took a lot out of him to then rest his head on Donovan McNabb's bosom. McNabb should have came out. And, you know, Akers should have. Remember that photo in the Daily News when he kicked that field goal with the bad hamstring, and you might have thought like he climbed Everest with one leg.
I remember that? Yeah,
exactly. So McNabb should have came out and Akers rest his weary head on it right on his chest.
Oh, man.
It's David Akers. I'm sorry that you're not a big fan of mine. I can come on your show anytime, and we can talk about it. Well, champion Eagles.
Now that's not right. All right, now I wouldn't have imitated him that way. But you know, I think I think the message may be a little diluted because of the tone. That's all.
I am intrigued by the Philadelphia Eagles and what they do. I thought it was a great move trading out of the 32nd pick to get somebody in the mid 40s who they were probably going to take there anyway. And this way, you get second round pick in 19. I think Douglas and Howard Rosen work well together. I am surprised they did not take an inside linebacker.
Well, listen, but the 2019 draft's going to be like plentiful. And but maybe by that time, the rugby player from Australia will learn to have put his shin strap on the right way. You got to take little steps at a time. This year, it's about the chin strap. All right, next year, Hallie fits the jersey over the shoulder pads, and then we're rolling.
You, Mike, is our friend. I was just thinking about how that ball in rugby actually looks a lot like the football. So maybe this guy, this Australian, he's going to be able to, like, transfer the skills because the ball's the same. You know, Mike? Like, what do you think about that?
That's an awesome Eric from Trenton, man. That's really good work there. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.